Welcome to Cheap Astronomy's Fantastic Physics Formulas. Today, the Maxwell-Faraday equation. As usual, we'll start by saying what the formula states, and then we'll try and explain what the heck it all means. So, the Maxwell-Faraday equation states how an electric current, or more specifically, the electromotive force that drives an electrical current, can be induced by an adjacent magnetic field that changes with time. But literally, and even more inscrutably, what the formula really states is that the curl of an electric field, represented by an upside-down triangle multiplied by E, is in the opposite direction to the change in magnetic flux over time, which is represented by a minus sign in front of dB over dt. Okay, now we'll try and explain what the heck all that means. Michael Faraday, who was English, was an experimenter more than he was a theorist, though he did his best to pull together a robust theoretical schema around the experiments that he did. James Clerk Maxwell, who was Scottish and was very much a theoretician, applied Faraday's experimental findings to describe how electricity and magnetism are really two aspects of the same thing, what today we call the electromagnetic force. So, Faraday's work underlies how we now generate electricity to power our everyday lives. Maxwell's work underlines how we know that an electromagnetic field pervades the universe, and that perturbations in that electromagnetic field are communicated across the universe as electromagnetic radiation, that is, light, across all its frequencies, from radio waves to gamma rays. Although Faraday's name comes second in the formula title, it was his work that kicked off all this thinking. One of Faraday's key experiments was the induction coil. Imagine you move a magnet in and out of a hollow cylinder that has a coil of wire wrapped around it. As the magnet moves in and out of the coiled wire cylinder, an electrical current will be induced in that coiled wire. This is somewhat fantastic itself, since the magnet and the cylinder never touch, so the current is being induced by an effect transmitted through empty space. Well, okay. There might be air filling that space in a standard Earth-based laboratory, but that air plays no role in transmitting the effect. What the Maxwell-Faraday formula is trying to tell you in plain English is that an electromotive force, also known as voltage, can drive a current in an adjacent and spatially separated coil of wire. That electromotive force is induced by a change in conditions. You can place a powerful magnet inside a coiled wire cylinder, but nothing will happen unless you move the magnet or you move the cylinder. Alternatively, rather than moving anything, you can just change the magnet's flux, which is easily done if it's an electromagnet. Most electrical generators are built around this concept of change. In a standard generator, you have a stator, a stationary wire coil, and a magnetized rotor that spins rapidly around the stator to produce an electrical current. The rotor spin can be driven by falling water, or waves, or wind, or it can be driven by steam that is created by heating water with burning coal or with nuclear fission. In fact, the Maxwell-Faraday formula is essentially a description of such power-generating processes. If you change magnetic flux over time, perhaps by spinning a magnetized rotor, then that change induces an electric current. The current induced moves perpendicular to the plane of rotation of that rotor, but the current itself produces its own magnetic field perpendicular to the motion of the current. So the magnetic field that induced the current and magnetic field arising from that current are in opposition to each other, which is why the formula has a minus sign on one side of it. If that's not confusing enough, consider that a moving electrical field creates a perpendicular magnetic field that creates an inverted electrical field that creates an inverted magnetic field, all of which creates a wave that can self-perpetuate its way through a vacuum. This is how electromagnetic radiation works, a wave that propagates through nothing. Albert Einstein was clearly intrigued by Maxwell's insights into Faraday's experiments. Indeed, Einstein spent the whole first paragraph of his first paper in 1905 on special relativity, The Electrodynamics of Moving Bodies, describing the paradigm-shifting implications of the Maxwell-Faraday equation. So if all of that doesn't seem even a tiny bit fantastic, it's maybe time that you updated your podcast subscriptions.